This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be involved. Get involved. Be part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do, including, look, sign up for a text messaging, okay? It's easier. Facebook is blocking us. Some of the other non-conservative social media outlets are blocking us. So the easiest way, if you know the show is coming up, because I don't know how many of you said to me, look, we don't get notices anymore. So if you simply get that smartphone in your hand and text TRS to 55222, that's 55222. So you send TRS to 55222. And that way there, you know, I don't do it every night. They shouldn't have to poke you every night. You know when the show comes on. We'll send you an email, let you know that we're up, we're ready, and you should be too. And then give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I'll let you know what's going to go on with the shows. We've got sponsors that we have on there, all kinds of fun stuff. And just get involved. As a whole, just simply get involved. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE if you rather prefer to talk. 855-732-5563. Okay. Pompeo was out in the in Egypt at Cairo, and he really did a blistering rebuke of Obama's foreign policy in his Cairo speech. And the line that I love the most is, "The age of self-inflicted American shame is over." In other words, no more of this apologizing. This Obama apology tour that really never went away. And you know, you've got all this stuff going on in the Middle East right now. You've got all these issues going on. And if they're waiting for us to come over and say we're sorry, they're out of their minds. So I took this, I think it was Shannon Bream, one of those, Martha McCallum from Facebook, from Fox News. Take a listen.
Take a look at the strikingly different messages in 2009 and then today.
Assalamu alaikum.
Isn't that interesting? Here's President Obama giving his short speech first, and then Pompeo jumps in.
It was here in this city, that another American stood before you. He told you that radical Islamism does not stem from an ideology.
Islam is not part of the problem in combating violent extremism. It is an important part of promoting peace.
He told you that 9/11 led my country to abandon its ideals, particularly in the Middle East.
The attacks of September 11, 2001, and the continued efforts of these extremists to engage in violence against civilians has led some in my country to view Islam as inevitably hostile not only to America and Western countries, but also to human rights. All this has bred more fear and more mistrust.
He told you that the United States and the Muslim world needed, quote, a new beginning, end of quote.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning, between the United States and Muslims around the world.
The good news is this. The age of self-inflicted American shame is over, and so are the policies that produce so much needless suffering. Now comes the real new beginning.
You know, he's right. Every time Obama went out to one of these countries, he always talked about the sins of our past. The things we had done wrong many years ago. Why? It's yesterday's news. It's gone. It's, for all intents and purposes, right? It's history. So, instead of being out there being the strong country, being that country out front that we should be telling people, look, we're here to help if you truly need us. We're not going to come running for every little thing you need, or even want for that matter. But to be out there talking about all the things we've done wrong, this country's done some great things in its short little life. Think about how old we are compared to some of the other countries. Right? The European countries. Russia. We've got a list of all of them. Look at the great things that we've done over the years. Have we done some horrifically stupid things? Sure we have. Have we done some great feats of humanity? Yes, we have. The left seems to always want to dwell on our shortcomings. I mean, I think you put it in the chat room the other night, but I never pulled it up. What was her name? Sandy Cortez. You know her as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She was in high school. She used the name Sandy. I just want to be respectful to her. And she talked about the mothers trying to bring their children into this country as being, or those families, as being more American than Americans. Now, if President Trump said anything even remotely that sounded as dumb as that, lamestream media would be calling him on the carpet big time. What did he mean by that? They would be dissecting every letter, every word, the way he put the words together in the sentence, the whole nine yards, right? And yet she says it, and no matter how much dope I smoke, I can't come up with an explanation for what she said. What does that mean? She's more Americans than people living in America now, people born on American soil? Why? Did we all have a heart? Did we all want to come here illegally? I don't understand what she's going with. Maybe you can help me. Think about it. And let me know on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music.
We are back. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved and engaged. Wanting to know what's going on. I think you want to know what's going on. I'm not sure. You wouldn't tune in here unless you want to know what was going on. We got all kinds. You know what? This is. I call this like the smorgasbord hour. Because I've got more. I got more crazy stories to tell you about. And some of them I know you think I make up, but you know, yeah, I'll send you over to check them out. If you check out campusreform.org, that's campusreform.org. They've got some of the craziest stories on the planet going on there. Man, I saw this picture, and this drew me to this particular article. The University of Colorado at Boulder is sponsoring, ready for this one? An eco-social justice leadership program. I guess social justice warriors weren't cutting it. This spring, students can gain the leadership skills while also learning about the topics like environmental justice and you ready for this one? Ecofeminism. There's a new one. We just keep adding on, don't we? The program, sponsored by the Center for Inclusion and Social Change and the Environmental Center at UC Boulder, will give participants the skills and knowledge to advance efforts in substantially and social justice. A spokesperson for the university told Campus Reform that the program will accept about 30 to 35 students. It's the first time they're running the program. The purpose of the program is to eliminate the direct correlation of sustainability and social justice work. In turn, it creates an opportunity for student leadership and action surrounding this work on CU campuses. The program will build a community of change agents, explore questions of identity and place, heritage and inheritance, root causes of global unraveling, and create community solutions. Additionally, students will learn from practitioners in the social justice and eco-social justice fields. Did they have those fields when you were in college? Wow. You came to the game too late, apparently. I don't know. Students who participate in the program will learn more than the history of the environmental justice, sustainability development, permaculture, ecofeminists, and more. I mean, these guys are exploring social identities.
Are you speaking English?
No, none of these terms make sense to me. Oh, and they're going to teach them how to self-publish their findings. What findings? What, can somebody explain to me what ecofeminism is? I mean, don't while learning about issues in social justice, the non-credit producing program improves students' public speaking and communication. Maybe I should take it. And it proves their communication skills at the same time. Deborah Mendez Wilson, deputy spokesperson for the University of Colorado, said that the students will explore team-building concepts. They'll build their public speaking and communication skills. They'll dive into sustainability issues. They'll examine their impacts on humanity and engage in discussions about how they can bridge differences in their communities to a greater understanding of how we affect the ecosystem. This is the class. Don't look at me like that. It's real. Colorado State University, however, is taking eco-social justice a step further. Now, they're going to pay students to be eco-leaders. They want to raise their awareness about sustainability issues, as well as advocate for various social justice issues on campus. The Eco-Social Justice Leadership Program is part of a growing number of ways in which colleges and universities are incorporating social justice into the ecological issues. I'm telling you, they couldn't do this before because they couldn't change dictionaries fast enough or upgrade them. Right, Campus Reform reported that the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth is offering an online ecofeminism course in which students study topics like ecofeminism, ecofeminist practices, ecofeminist theory, vegetarian ecofeminism, and more. Now, if you read this alongside that men are too masculine, is this the class you want to give them? You really want to bring them to get in touch with your feminine side? This is delving into it at 110%. I mean, seriously, we're so worried about teaching about feminism and unteaching masculinity. What does that tell you? What do these people believe to be truth? Professor for St. Mary's College in Maryland wrote an academic article titled Hilo Eco Camp, Queer Environmentalism. See, this is what I mean. This is why we cannot take you seriously. Everything always comes back to, I think a Freud even said that, but everything always comes back to sex for you. or gender or whatever. I don't even know what it comes back to. Queer environmentalism, what does that mean? You want to find out whether the trees are trans or gay or lesbian or whatever? Where do you get this stuff? How about explaining what ecosexualism is? What does that mean? So we have ecofeminists, 12 different versions of it. Right? Ecofeminist practices, ecofeminist theory, vegetarian ecofeminism, and queer environmentalism. Are any of you sitting at home, you have children in college, and I say children, you have your children, have you sat down with them and said, have you heard these terms? Do you know what these are? I would. I want to know what they're being taught, what they're talking about. And you are paying for this. Whether you want to hear it or not, you are paying for this stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the stories that you get on a regular basis, I just was reading to it. I wasn't going to deal with them at all. But apparently, almost 100% of the donations, or actually, in this case, 100% were, of donations by college administrators and faculty, the ones that are in Maxine Waters' district, which is California Congress District 43, most of them, 100% of them, went to Democrats. This is why I keep telling you it's so important for us to get involved in education. You have to have a voice. You have to be able to say something. You have to be able to be involved in this. These kids are being taught by hardcore left-wing socialist professors. And then you wonder why they sound... I'm going to play a clip for you when we come back from the break. And you're going to wonder why the kids say, well, you're not going to wonder why, now you're going to know why. Because it's nothing but left-wing socialist professors pounding on these kids 24-7. And yes, I do mean kids. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, we got a lot more coming up after the break. You know... I'm going to play that, like I said, I'm going to play that clip when we come back, but I got to tell you, man, when you hear stuff like this, it's got to make you nuts. It just has to. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier. You know.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you had 400.
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania, on and on and on.
How many Pakistanis? Yes,
two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you want to get a tweet, if you want to get a text when the show is going to start and what's going on, you can always get it by texting TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222, and you'll get a text either before the show goes on, every couple of nights. I'm not going to do it every night. I don't want to make me crazy, let alone you guys. So we'll know, you pretty much know every night that, or every couple of nights that the show's coming on. So you want to be involved. Anyway, you know, we just did that college story about how it's eco-feminist everything that's being taught. What did you say? The eco-feminist. What was it? What was the description for that?
Sorry, I closed it. Give me a second.
All right, you got to pull it back up, and then you're going to give it.
Okay.
All right. So, because I said I don't. What the heck is? What is eco-feminism? Is there like eco-masculinity? Probably not, because that word makes some of them pop an eyeball. And so Tammy had looked it up. You find it?
Yeah, I did. You ready?
I'm always ready.
Ecofeminism embraces the idea that the oppression of women and the oppression or destruction of nature are closely connected.
Okay.
It says elements of the feminist movement, the peace movement, and the environmentalist and green movements can be seen in ecofeminism.
So the destruction, ecofeminism equates the destruction of the ecosystem, trees, plants, that kind of thing, with the
oppression of women. That they're closely connected.
Ah. I'll have to have a few more drinks to get that.
I don't think so. There's only one thing that links those two things together there, buddy.
Why, eco? Oh, freakness?
No, it's men.
Oh.
Oh, men are the destroyers.
We are the yes, no question, no question about it.
There you go.
Unreal. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah, just nuts. So, anyway, with all that said, to show you the other stuff that your kids are learning at school and how they're not really being informed, and when they leave, they really don't know much more than they went in with, other than left is better than right, socialism is better than capitalism, liberal is better than conservatism. Just makes me nuts. And you're spending your hard-earned money to send them there. Take a listen, I think. Yeah. You gotta unmute it. There you go.
I'm Kevin Tholis with Campus Reform. Today we're at American University in Washington, D.C., talking to students about President Trump's proposed border wall. And we're going to be reading them a few quotes from President Trump in defense of his wall. But the thing is, they're not actually President Trump quotes. They're actually quotes from Democrat leaders defending stricter border security. What will students say when they find out? Let's go have a look. There's a government shutdown going on right now.
Yeah.
President Trump saying he wants funding for his border wall. The Democrats saying we're not going to give as much funding as you want. What's your thought on his push for this wall?
I am not a fan.
Everyone has a shared reaction to this. It's absolutely horrendous.
I really don't see a need for it.
I don't think there should be a wall. The wall is a really unrealistic solution. I mean, there have been, like, many videos that have shown people easily crossing the wall that is supposed to, like, keep people out or whatever.
It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Isn't there pretty much already fencing?
I'm going to read a few quotes here from President Trump talking about the need for the southern border wall. First quote, we should spend money to build a barrier to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. Another quote, we simply cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked. Quote, illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we'll make no progress. When you hear quotes like that, what's your reaction to them?
It's divisive. I think America is a land of opportunity, place for inclusion.
I just really think it's kind of hateful speech in general. It's just a negative message. Like, all he, when he talks about, like, illegal immigrants, it's just, one, rude, like, to talk about people like that. Kind of underlies a lot of things about, like, discrimination and people and their prejudices and things like that. So I feel like that stuff is touchy to talk about.
There are racial biases kind of sort of deep embedded in there. In a word, I'd say it's more jingoist.
Well, I think his demeanor overall is just unacceptable.
I think just the way that he's referring to people across the wall is very dehumanizing.
So rhetoric like that, it's not helpful?
No, not at all.
What if I told you these were from Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton?
How about that?
Really?
Really.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Democrats and Republicans have said things about border control.
That's interesting. I didn't think that, that's interesting.
That would surprise me.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well then, can you tell me which ones they were respectively? That's a very good surprise, by the way.
If this were a Trump quote, I believe it would be a lot more...
Maybe a lot less calculated.
They wouldn't say, like, say that. I feel like it's like their demeanor is, like, the way they come off is, like, I don't even know.
Why is that?
Well, because, I mean, I guess I'm a little older than most of the college. I'm a graduate student. I'm 26. So I remember, you know, Clinton's administration and what they did with immigration and what the Democrats' stance was then.
Got it.
So I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Thanks for watching. If you like...
You know, you got to go up to Campus Reform. I got some great stuff up there. And please, 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 you know, support them because they do a great job. But this is exactly what your kids are learning on campus, right? These are the things that your kids are learning on a regular basis, which is why I keep telling you, you never stop. You never stop paying attention. You never stop being part of and making sure they're not getting filled with this. It's garbage. And what is the problem with, if you're paying any part of your child's education, car, gas, insurance, dormitory, I mean, I don't care what it is, do you not feel like you have a right to open your mouth and ask them questions about what they're learning, what they're being fed at that institution of higher learning? I would be all over it like white on rice. I mean, They were so self-righteously sure that, I mean, think about what they were saying on the front end of that. Yep, sounds like him. He's so wrong. I can't stand the way he says stuff. Those words are demeaning and nasty. But when they found out they weren't his words, did any one of them really say, oh, I didn't know Schumer was that nasty, and that's demeaning, and that's how he thought, or Nancy, or any one of them? No, they didn't. One of them tried to save face. I say, well, yeah, well, you know, the Democrats and Republicans alike do it. Well, no, why didn't you say it the first time then? I say it here. I mean, I really feel like we don't have, there are a small number of Democrats in Congress and a small number of Republicans in Congress, and then there's a big number of it's just for me in Congress. The good old boys club. You saw that in the legislature. You saw that when we had total control, what we were able to get done. I should say what we weren't able to get done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Ohio State College now says if you want tenure, you need to promote diversity. You need to push inclusion and diversity. Because nowadays, that's all that matters. It's all about inclusion and diversity, and you don't need to learn anything else, right? So an Ohio college is revamping its criteria for evaluating tenure and promoting candidates. Now, they're going to start that July 1st of this year. The focus of the criteria is going to be on strictly on diversity and inclusion. Now, they'll have more traditional criteria, such, you know, traditional is going to become a swear word, too. You watch. They're not going to like it. It's uncomfortable. You watch. In addition to the more traditional criteria, such as scholarly competence and familiarity with current developments in one field, and timely, meticulous, and fair review and evaluation of student work, the college revised tenure and promotion guidelines will stipulate that if you haven't set up a rigorous enough diversity and inclusion program, you won't get your tenure. Wow, that's cool. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6630. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Some folks have all made the way to plan. We are back. So this is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, part of the conversation. It's what I always say to you. Look, I don't have everything right. I don't always get everything right. I never pretend to. You know, I have the luxury the privilege, whatever you want to call it, to be able to spend maybe a little bit more time. I have more people calling me, giving me information. And that's how I get some of this. I love doing the crazy stories. I can't stand doing the political stories as much anymore. Because everybody's doing them. Everybody's got an opinion. And I realize that the social stories, roll into the political stuff. I got that. But, we have to start realizing some of you, whatever, you got to start realizing that this battle is heating up. And I said it the other night when we had Pastor David Haig on with us. Now, some of you who listen to the show, you indulge me, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in anything. And that's fine. Again, I'm one of those guys that says you've got a right to believe whatever you want to believe. I'm glad you can tune in and listen, even when I do talk about spiritual things. But I do believe this is a fight between good and evil. I do believe this is a fight between morals and no morals. Right? I mean, seriously. When you see what these people are doing, when you see how they come after religious people, Catholics now can't take office because they have an allegiance to God or because they have a... How many people do you think that are non-godly people that don't believe in abortion? We don't believe in same-sex marriage. I know some. I know some atheists who don't believe in it. They don't believe it's a natural thing. I think one of them is how I got the term that the reality is it is not reproductive health. A woman is not looking for reproductive health when she goes looking for an abortion. She's actually looking to stop the reproductive system from working. I got that from an atheist guy. I go further and say God designed the body to work to make sure the reproductive system was working well and how it worked and everything was supposed to go according to plan. And then you get in there and stop it and screw it around. And then you wonder why later on in life you've got problems. I mean, we did a story the other day that women who have abortions are 6 times more likely to commit suicide or want to. You telling me there's no correlation there? There's no connection between the two? Is that what you're going to say? Because that'll go against what you even believe. So we got to start telling the truth on this stuff. We have to be willing to push back. We have to be willing to say, and I do it with my friends. I've lost friends over these conversations. People telling me that I can't say certain things or do certain things in a group, thinking that I'm extreme. I'm a moderate compared to most of you that even listen to the show. Right? I mean, think about it. I'm one of the guys that says, don't ban abortion. Show them what it is. They'll ban it themselves. You won't have to fight those lunatics in the street. I've seen it. I've seen the videos where they take an iPad on campus and they show the girls a 1-minute clip of what is actually being done during an abortion. And I'd say close to 90% of them, after they saw the video, said no, they would not be in favor of abortion anymore because they've been told it's something else. Think about that. In today's day and age, when they call us the liars, they call the president the liars, you've got educators, you've got professors that are on the far left that are still telling kids, young girls, it's okay, it's just a blob of cells and they don't feel anything. We know that's not true. And then, when did we come to a point that people who have a godly foundation can't be judges? One of these days, I'm going to do a whole hour, and you've heard people say it, Franklin Graham has said it, our government is set up on biblical principle. Our three branches of government is set up on a principle in Leviticus. Our founding fathers, if you read their letters and how they set up the government, on how they looked at things, and how they looked at the laws, they were all biblically based. Now, you'll get some of the hardcore atheists who will pull sentences and lines, just like they did with Jefferson. Pull them out and say, well, this is what so-and-so said, and this is what so-and-so... Yeah, when you pull them out of context, yes. And I will definitely do that one night. But you and I, you conservatives, you and I have to step up our game. Look what happened in 18. We have to step up our game. We have to talk more, push more with our younger people. We have to talk more, push with their parents. How's that? Don't even let that one go by. Go by. Don't let them do that. We're seeing more and more textbooks come out. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's only a half a dozen education textbook printers. And they rely heavily on what goes down. Come on, take a guess. That's right. California and Texas. New York coming a close third. Because the majority of the books that are printed and put together and sent out are based on California, Texas, and New York education code. So that being the case, you have to work, we have to work with those three states. We have to push hard to make sure our people are in there making noise. Because the kid in the Midwest, as you're sitting there with your education board going, our school board would never let that happen. Well, there's only three or four or five books they have to choose from, and they're made by those half a dozen publishers. I just got a story that the Saudi Arabian textbooks for middle school and high school are calling Christianity an invalid and deviant religion, and they encourage violence against Christians and Jews. Because the textbooks also include, you know, incitement of violence against gays and lesbians, Muslim apostates, Jews, and even Muslims who don't follow the Wahhabi sect of Islam. Now, you have young people, I'm not saying they're all dangerous, so don't take it that way, but you've got young people that are coming here from Saudi Arabia to go to school. Right? They come here to go to college. We have some of the best colleges on the planet here. Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council says, there's nothing new here. They've been distributing these textbooks for years and on a worldwide scale. After 9/11, there was a focus on connecting these dots beyond the fact that 15 of the 19 hijackers were from the Saudis. The textbooks that Saudi Arabia had been promoting and publishing around the world, not just in Saudi Arabia, but in Afghanistan and other places. Our government looked at those finally back in 2008 and told the Saudis that they needed to fix this or they wouldn't be allowed to sell them here. They wouldn't be approved here. So as usual, you know, they put their hand up and they said, okay, yeah, we promise, we'll do it, we'll take care of it. Hadn't been done. That's why when your kids come home with textbooks for some of you younger people, or your grandchildren, maybe they come over after school because they're hanging out at your house before the parents can pick them up. Look through their textbooks. Look through their social textbooks, their phys ed textbooks. Look through them and see what they have to say. See how they're promoting this stuff. You find something that's not right, let your son or daughter know about it. If they won't do anything about it, then I'm sure you have a little phone tree that could. Latest report looking at textbooks for middle school and high schools here in this country said that none of these changes have been made. Tony Perkins says, I think it's time to fish or cut bait. It's time for them to begin revising these textbooks, reforming them, stop the incitement, and stop sending them around the world. This is why when you get people like me, similar to myself, on school boards, we can look for this stuff. We can ask parents to look for this stuff. We have curriculum councils where we appoint parents to. I mean, it only makes sense. If you really want your kids watched over and taken care of, and you can't do it, then you need to make sure you elect the right people to the state and local education boards. Perkins also serves as commissioner for the U.S. Commission on Religious Freedom. He said the U.S. finds itself in a stronger negotiating position now. It's no longer reliant on Saudi Arabia for oil. You know, energy independence is certainly one step forward, gives us a lot of power. He's so right. That's what's, you know, again, that has been the problem all along. We're afraid of teeing off another country because they have something we need. We need them to give something to us or buy from us or provide to us. Now I would sit back and say to the Saudis, look, you sell nothing here till you fix these books. You get no chance at anything in this country till you fix these books. And part of that, I'll tell you what, for some of you grandparents and parents that are listening, what do? Grab your son and daughter's book. You don't like it, and if you know parents that are on the same page, go get them. And you go down to the school board, and you go down to them when they're having their meeting, and you load that room up with 20, 50, 70, 90 people with the books in their hands. And read them back to them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I always appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.